Hello, everyone. It is Rory here at that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a slice of life. We are continuing on with our interviews for Eisteddfod 2024, five even at this point now. And in this interview, I'm joined by the absolutely fantastic Stereo Terror, who will hopefully be trying to represent Estonia at Eurovision 2025. Very welcome, or should I really say tervetuloa?
Kiitos, kiitos.
Yeah.
Kiitos,
Mitä kuuluu?
kiitos. Oh, olisi kyllä hienoa. Oikein hyvää, kiitos paljon kysymän.
Ah,
Kiitos,
kaikki hyvin, kiitos. Fantastic, fantastic. Mien hyvä as well. And that's about as far as my Finnish goes, so that's about as good as we're gonna have to go. But yeah, so first of all, congratulations for being able to make it into ASL 2025. How was it when you finally heard the news that you were actually going to compete?
Well, how we heard the news was more like a funny story because, well, we attended, we tried to get to the Eesti Laulu, and we didn't hear a thing for a while, so we weren't sure what was happening. Did we make it or not? And there was still some time left before the deadline when we should definitely hear did we make it or not. And one of the co-writers of the song, Heigo, who is also playing with us on the stage. His mother is living in Estonia, and she just called Heigo. What are you attending the Eesti Laulu? Yeah, how do you know that? Well, you're at Eesti Television right now, and then he called us all. And what the fuck? We are in the television. What is happening? We haven't heard anything yet that we are really attending to the Eesti Laulu competition, that we made it through. But yeah, that was the funny side of it because we definitely got surprised. It was like, I don't know, 10 p.m. something, like late in the night already. And we just got a call like, what the fuck, guys? We made it. We are going in there, and we are just about night. Our faces are in the television all around Estonia.
It's such a strange way to find out, I guess, isn't it? Surely you would have thought, oh, maybe you just get a call first or something, but
Yeah, or email or something like. We live in the digital world, but no, not apparently not.
very clearly. But hey,
It
this is
was
sorry, go
really
on.
fun because when we found out that we will be in the finals in Estonia, at the time when I got the information, I was working in Norway, Stavanger. I was in the shower.
Ah.
When I came from the shower, I seen my phone on the table just beeping, pumping with messages. I was like, what? Is everything okay? It was Lauri Hämäläinen, the composer of the song, just hitting us, said, hey guys, we're in the finals, we're in the finals. And I was like, what? How? Like, I haven't got any information. And slightly after the announcement in Estonia's television, I got the confirmation mail from ERR, which is Estonian's broadcasting radio, which is hosting the competition, that congratulations, you'll be selected the finals. And I was like, yeah, thanks, I already know. But yeah, it was really cool and surprising moment for us, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and it really seems maybe a little bit anticlimactic from ERR's kind of point of view, but hey, at least you're in. That's all that matters now, which is fantastic.
For sure, yes.
Yeah.
I can say it was really climatic for us because, like I said, our phones start ringing all the time, like from everywhere. What the fuck, you made it?
Yeah.
So I think it was even funnier that way than just get an email that congratulations. It is surely more worthwhile of our story right now.
Well, we got it
100%.
in the same night, so all good. And 100%. Definitely.
fun thing, because before we got the information, I remember I sent the email a day or two before the announcement that for the ERR that, hey, how's it going? I think I'd like to know what happened. That is our song free to use if we didn't got selected? But they didn't answer anything, just announcement on the TV and then the congratulations email. So I was, okay, this is fine. I was happy with that one. So
Perfectly
no worries.
normal.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, definitely sounds like an interesting way to get confirmed, for to say the least. And I mean, looking back on your story as well, I mean, you also applied to Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu as well in
Yes,
Finland.
correct.
So, like, I guess, were you hoping that you could do Finland or Estonia? Did it really matter to you which one you wanted to represent, or did it
We
really
first
matter?
started. We first started with UMK, Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu, and when we heard that we are not going to make it in there, Henry started because we wanted to release the song properly. We already have a song which is fit perfectly for the Eurovision, so of course we want the song have the proper julkaisu, kind of a publishing channel, whatever it is, for the what we want to do with the song. So then, because Henry is like, his mother and his sister and who else is living in Estonia, like, Henry has spent most of his time in Estonia. Your mother is Estonian, right?
Yes, because since we got rejected from Eurovision Kilpailu, which is fine, and like Saku just said, we had the song ready, and the song was specially made for Eurovision. So I thought, what if we apply to another country's contest? And since Estonia is my second home country, then I checked the rules and whatever you need to do, that can we match, can we apply? And since everything seems to be okay, then I was like, guys, what do you say? Let's try the Estonia card. And for sure, it's not, I don't want to say it's plan B. It was just the second possible option to do so, and it
And
turned
also,
perfectly good.
we didn't even know that at least I thought we have to be like a 100 Estonian citizens to apply for the competition, or like an Estonian side, like in Finland you have to be. But like Henry said, when he started to look for the rules, and we contacted the ERR, that can we apply, is this like possible, is it okay? And then we heard about the option that we can really do it and it's okay for them, then of course we want to use that card, because naturally we have some connections in there. We can proudly represent ourselves with Estonian people, like, as we can with the Finnish people as well. So naturally, why wouldn't we use that card in that kind of point anymore?
Exactly. And I mean, of course, in UMK, the last couple of years, there's been a couple of Estonian artists that have managed to come over to Finland as well. So it's only fair that, you can kind of trade it at this tough point now, isn't it? So
Yes.
yeah. And so I guess with that, I mean, so turning towards the song then, sort of Party Till the End of the World, you sort of described it as sort of a more of a rave more so than metal. So I guess sort of within that kind of sense, do you like to sort of these kind of mixing of genres in your sort of music? Is that something that you guys like to do that
Yes.
often?
Yes.
Very simple.
I think that's like, put it short, that's the basically whole goal of the Stereo Terror. To break the rules of music, because there shouldn't be any rules. Break the rules of genres, because there shouldn't be any rules in there as well. And of course, me and Henry have been metalheads for our lives, so there is some roots in there. But still, we have both been DJs for a long time as well, Henry even longer. So we know how to make the dance happen as well. So why wouldn't we combine those? And the main thing for us, I think, it's just to make the party happen, whatever it takes. Like, as in, when we were just the DJs, like, playing for the people, we always scanned the audience, what they want to hear, what would be the best song be right now. And maybe that's the starting point for the whole Stereo Terror, like, why we have to do compromises. Why wouldn't we just do the song that people want to hear? Like, then we don't
For
have to
sure,
scan
yeah.
the people anymore, because we can just make the party happen with our songs. And that naturally means combining all the elements what we have. But what I love in the most in the whole Stereo Terror artist project band, what you want to call us, is that there are no rules in the music. And every artist says that there is no rules, but still, I have to point out that many artists still have so many rules. But for our music, it's like, if you want to know our genre would be party. And that's not even a genre. That's like, the whole mission of our music. And when, like, if we look back to our catalog, there is like a summer song, which is as cheesy as fuck as you can get with a song. And then we have like Eternally featuring Battle Beast Nora, really, really good female metal singer featuring in a little bit industrialish song, with still like a Euro dance. Chorus So we are combining all those parts, and the coolest part is that everybody wants to, well, basically everybody wants to work with us, because I think it's more like a problem inside the music industry that we are so tight-fitted in our own boxes. So when somebody like Stereo Terror or other good names as well start doing something outside of that box, and it's like, hey, we want to party with you all. You have something you want to add in our music? Feel free. We have like a, we don't have any rules. We don't have any restrictions. You can rap. Cool. We want that in our song. And
Exactly.
that's the main thing in our music. Like we try to keep it as like that as well as we can. Like keep it so open-minded. If people want to dance to the rap music, then we have some fucking rap music in our songs. If they want some Latino, then we will might most likely have some
The best part
Shakira.
is that we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And like Windows 95 man said, no rules.
No rules.
Yes,
No
and since
rules.
Since I know we both look like we are this super heavy metal industrial black metal guys, but still we have lots of in our the music which we have listened to our free time off the stage. We both like lots of electronical music, dance music, metal music, and we in Stereo Terror parties we play mostly everything from metal to dance, from disco to electronic, everything we like and we hope that people like and. As we've seen, they do. So now it's nice to actually have to do it for a really bigger audience this time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's you're sort of reaching such a wider audience, which is absolutely fantastic through the
Yeah.
media Eurovision. And like how you said, there's so many different genres that kind of get brought to Eurovision itself. Like how Windows 95 Man said, there is no rules. So you can't, predict what's going to work or anything like that. So it's really, really nice to see actually. So kind of looking at Eurovision, would you guys say that you're sort of big Eurovision fans? Would you say that, have you guys got sort of a favorite entry from either Finland, Estonia, or any country in general?
I think it's more like for me, I think it's more like looking what's happening as a singer. I want to see the singing parts as well, like what's cool right now, how they can like really use their voice. But not like when said Eurovision fans, I think couple of my friends who are really like fans, and that's like a fanatic, that's like a crazy. They were like, there's part of their lives when their revisions comes and they just go batshit crazy. And I think that's like
Us.
Eurovision. So no, I'm not like that kind of Eurovision fan. But for sure, I want to see what kind of performances there are, because that's one of the biggest productions in all Europe, for sure, for all of the bands. So of course, I want to see what they are doing. I think that's part of my job to know what they are doing as well. So, because if they make good songs like a Baby Lasagna, for example, their songs come to our discos and we play those at our own shows as well, or make remixes of those or whatever. So of course we want to know how what happens in there.
For sure, and I think I can describe myself as like super high Eurovision fan. Of course, I watched when Lordi won. It was well, we were hyped all over in Finland. But next time, after the Lordi's victory, when I was really hyped about Eurovision, was when Joel Hokka and Blind General were in Eurovision a few years ago. I don't know, am I allowed to say this? But Joel told me before they were published that they were in Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu. And I was like, super stoked, excited about it. And also, he told me that Alex Mattsson is joining the band. I was like, what? The DJ Alex Mattsson? Okay, cool. This sounds super interesting. And then I was like, first time in years when I was actually waiting for Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu. And of course, hoping for the victory for the guys and hoping them to get to represent Finland in Eurovision Song Contest. So
Yeah.
I think after that, I've been more or less watching Eurovision news, watching Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu, who is competing, what's happening, what kind of songs are there. So,
Oh wow. So that's like
yeah.
it's great that you have like such a variety of different sort of influences coming in from that. And of course, like Blind Channel did so well as well at Eurovision. I think they came
Yes, I was super happy about it.
fifth or sixth or something like that. It's amazing to see, that's the sort of things that you're kind of drawing the influence from. So I guess sort of getting ready now for Eesti Laul. I mean, have you sort of started planning anything for staging yet? Is there anything that you can kind of like let us in on a little bit, or is everything kind of being kept under wraps for now?
I think at
Well, not
this point that it's really strict, and private information at the point because of the competition rules, you know.
Of course.
But yeah, we but can say that we have been preparing our show. We have the crew ready. We have the best band ready. So I'm not even sure how much we are able to tell.
Not much, I'm pretty sure.
Tell, but yeah, we are definitely ready. We have been preparing for it. We have some first plans of our show already done, how it's going to look. Of course, we have to work on some details. We have to work some details as well, but we have a vision already what it's going to be. Now, basically, what we need to do is to contact the venue, the Unibet Arena, and the technical side, and from there, what we are allowed to do and what we are not allowed to do. So basically, it's more like that kind of discussion anymore.
Yeah.
But as a band, just for the music side, we are definitely ready. Just like Henry and well, maybe you even know we have done shows quite a lot, so. This is going to be the biggest show, sure, forever for us at this point. But still, it is still just a show, so we know definitely what we are doing.
No, that sounds but really good.
I'm really waiting for to see how big we can turn our disco, because the whole venue is so huge and the technical side is so huge, and our crew is like a really waiting forward for that. And also what I'm waiting forward, and I think we all are, meeting all the competitors, no matter what the outcome is going to be. Like said, there are no rules. We want to mix all the genres, mix all the artists. I'm really waiting to see and meet those artists as well and see how they have done their show or music as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be all in for sure for us. And I believe for everyone else in the competition too. And I've been listening every song in the competition, and I can say that it's not an easy task. It's possible, but there is super, super nice and good songs attending the final next year, so I'm waiting to meet all the guys, girls, guys, and anyone who identifies him or herself or whatever it is as a human being.
Definitely, yeah. And I mean, again, this is the beauty of Eurovision, is that you get to meet so many different types of people, so many different artists, and you're going to get to like meld together and sort of like blend all these amazing ideas. It's going to be fantastic to see on stage. I can't wait to see how it's going to go. And with that, I mean, sort of if someone is listening to Party Till the End of the World and thinks, oh, I need to check out some more of Stereo Terror's music, what would be one recommendation from your previous catalog that you would recommend people to listen to?
This is easy for me, for sure. For me, it's Last Night's Renegade, our second single 2 years ago.
Nice.
I would go with that too. But still, well, it depends what you're looking for. Because if we want some beautiful harmonies, then it'd be Eternally. If you want some cheesy shit, then it's going to be a summer song. It's so cheesy that it makes you laugh every time you listen to it. But if you want to have like a raw cut, split the whole Stereo Terror open and see what's the core is, I think then it would be Last Night's Renegade for sure.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have a listen to it once this is over. I need to definitely get it on my playlist, definitely, for sure. And sort of, I guess maybe just as a final question, I mean, like, what would it mean to you guys to represent, you know, Estonia, but also Finland at the same time at Eurovision? I mean, like, what would it mean for you to get to such a big stage such as Eurovision?
For me personally, since Stereo Terror is not as big as Shaggy's other bands, Turvinkadet or Fear of Domination, so I'm super stoked and excited that we got this opportunity for getting the finals, getting the big stage, getting for in the front of lots of big audience. But and secondly, I'm actually super honored to be able to represent my another home country in the competition, because Estonia is never my plan B or second option. Is as equal as Finnish for me as well. Finland, Finnish, how do you say it? I'm super stoked to be in Estonia, and I hope that Estonians will take us as their own. That we are not just, you know, some random band from Finland, because half of my family comes from Estonia. Heigo's family comes from Estonia. So we are not just strangers to Estonians, and I hope everyone will know that. We love Estonia. We love Estonians. We've been partying in Estonia with Shaggy. We've been watching Rammstein in Estonia at Lauluväljak. And it's super cool to be able to perform in Estonia. How many times have I said it? Enough?
Yes.
The whole concept of going to the Eurovision is like I try not to think about it too much because it gets way too over my head to think like because we are talking about the biggest production in whole Europe. So
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus at the task at the hand. So of course it's thrilled to see that option to come, but still I think the next step right now is the Eesti Laul. And after that we see how it goes from there. Because personally, if I start focusing too much in there, I fear I'm gonna screw something up right here where it matters right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well,
To be
hey.
honest, I was expecting a little bit more, heavy or rock songs in the competition since, for example, Olli has been in the finals for the past 2 years, and sadly he's been in second place. I was hoping to having Olli in the finals with us this year as well, like, third time's the one. And
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I really liked Olli's songs both. Like, definitely Venom is my favorite from 2 years ago.
Oh,
And
wow.
I hope, Olli, you're watching this. You're a cool guy. You have cool songs, and I hope we can avenge you.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, hey, if anything, Ollie, if you're watching this, Stereoterror on a collab. That's what I'm hearing so far.
Yeah, so Olli, if you can hear this, you're welcome to our green room.
Oh, now that's a I want to be a fly on the wall for when that happens, definitely.
Hey
Oh.
Rory, I have one question for you.
Yes, you go for it.
Choose your words wisely. Which is your favorite for next year?
For this year.
Yes.
Oh, that's a really tough question. I do actually really, really like your song, to be fair. It is definitely, it's like one of my favorites. I have a couple of favorites, but I haven't ranked them yet or anything. So you're
I'm
definitely
just
up
teasing you.
there. Oh no, it's fine. Don't worry, I know. Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so much, Kitos Balion, ya onea as well for everything. I cannot wait to see how the stage show is going to look in Tallinn, and it's going to be fantastic. I think it is Tallinn, right?
It is.
Yes, I had to double check just to make sure. But yes, thank you so much as well. The best of luck for how things are going to go. I cannot wait to see what kind of party you're going to bring on the stage, and can't wait to see what comes next for you guys as well. So thank you so much.
Kiitos.
Kiitos, kiitos.
Kiitos.